Okay, Julia.
Good afternoon. So I would like to provide the board with a brief update of the key messages we heard from the management commentary consultative group at the meeting we had last Wednesday, which focused on business model, strategy, operating environment and risk. So overall, members agreed that the staff have correctly identified the challenges the project needs to address, and they also agreed with the direction of staff's proposed approach. However, some members were of the view that more needed to be said on value creation, with some commenting that a focus on future cash flows may be misunderstood as overemphasizing the short and medium term. The need to comment on opportunities and management commentary and not only on risks. Coherence of story and consistency, not just within management commentary, but also both with other corporate communications and over time, including with quarterly announcements. And management compensation and how it is linked to strategy, including long-term implications of how management was incentivized. The need to give more prominence to discussing ESG, environment, social and governance factors, and the need for conciseness were two other suggestions made. Some members commented that purpose of the entity should be discussed either before or together with the business model, rather than as part of strategy. However, the staff emphasize and would like to reiterate that we are not proposing to prescribe a structure for management commentary, but to provide guidance on how to identify what to discuss on each content element. In relation to incorporating information in management commentary by cross-reference, members generally commented that although cross-referencing could make management commentary more concise, it should be used only in limited circumstances, when it will not make management commentary less coherent or important information less visible. Members suggested that it can be helpful to signpost to information on other reports, including third-party reports, for additional detail or evidence to support what is included in the management commentary. In relation to commercially sensitive information, some members expressed concern about the proposed comply or explain approach, particularly the explain part of it. Those members stated that such explanation could either risk disclosing prejudicial information or be boilerplate. A few were also concerned about how preparers would determine in practice whether information was sensitive and therefore should not be disclosed, and about the resulting implications for auditors and regulators. Some members cited litigation and early stages of an acquisition as examples where it may not be appropriate for the entity to disclose information. A few members suggested referring to the requirements of IAS 37 and the EU's market abuse regulation in developing the proposals on commercially sensitive information. So moving on to corporate governance, members agreed with the staff's proposed approach to not specifically require governance disclosures and management commentary, as these could result in boilerplate discussion, but recognize that a subset of what is required for corporate governance reporting may also be needed for management commentary, for example, the discussion of risk management. In our proposals for the description of the business model, we propose that it should have two components, a discussion of the structure of the entity and a discussion of business activities. Based on the revised guidance in IFRS 3, we propose that the discussion of business activities should cover inputs, including resources and relationships, processes and outputs, and impact. Members generally agreed with the staff's proposed approach. However, some expressed concern on the proposals relating to structure, particularly on discussing how the legal structure relates to the operating structure. A few members suggested that the discussion of legal structure would not be helpful, as legal entities are sometimes set up to just meet regulatory requirements and do not necessarily correlate with the group's operations. A member from the user community suggested that information on segmental cash flows would be helpful to users, but a preparer said that entities may not necessarily prepare this information for internal use. The discussion on business model turned again to value creation and prospects for future cash flows, and how those notions relate to each other. Some members agreed that the discussion of business model in management commentary needs to be rooted in cash flow impact, but they asked for more clarity on time horizons, and emphasized that management's commentary should address those matters which are difficult to measure, but will ultimately have an impact on cash flows. A few members also commented that intangibles need to be given more prominence in management commentary, rather than just be subsumed in the discussion of the business model. Moving on to strategy, members agreed with our proposed approach to discuss the entity strategy for the long, medium, and short term by considering purpose, objectives, and plans. Members also generally agreed with the proposal to include guidance on funding strategy. But a few members made suggestions that a discussion on funding strategy should also cover liquidity and should specify the period being assessed by management and include a conclusion on the entity's ability to meet future commitments. The discussion on strategy also covered culture. All members agreed that information about culture is useful for users, but there were some different views on how it should be addressed in management commentary. Some members were of the view that a requirement to describe culture could result in a boilerplate disclosure. But a member said that the boilerplate disclosure in itself could still be a useful signal. Another member said that culture should only be discussed if material, for example, as is currently the case in the banking industry. A few members suggested that culture can be discerned through the description of the business model, strategy, and other factors, particularly management and employee incentivization. Although a few said that culture is difficult to measure, others highlighted metrics which help measure culture, such as employee surveys and customer satisfaction metrics, and they are useful if tracked over time. The discussion of strategy also raised the question on whether both the discussion of strategy and management commentary as a whole should focus on changes during the year, or whether it should contain an up-to-date snapshot containing both fundamental standing data and changes. Of those who commented on this, most preferred the latter. Finally, on operating environment and risks, overall members supported the staff's proposals on how to identify trends and factors in the operating environment and risks that need to be discussed in management commentary, and what information to report about them. Suggestions included that management commentary should have a balanced discussion on opportunities and risks, address megatrends such as major technological changes, and be clear on the time horizon over which risks are being reported. There were some different views on whether the discussion of risks should distinguish between what an entity can and cannot control, and whether risks should be reported before mitigating actions, that is gross, or after them, net. A few members also asked for more guidance on how to identify risks using the notion of magnitude and likelihood. So I would like to conclude by saying that the staff will be bringing papers for consideration by the board at the next meeting in May. Thank you.
Was the discussion in the consultative group and also in ASAF about cross-referencing, was that helpful for you? And I'm thinking specifically about the corporate governance information, because so many jurisdictions have a legal requirement or their own existing best practice requirement around corporate governance, mm-hmm. and it goes on for pages and pages. So were the discussions in the two meetings, were they helpful? Because I did hear the ASAF discussion on cross-referencing, and there's a whole lot of views about the extent to which you're going to be able to, or we're going to be able to use that mm-hmm. as a tool.
Yes, we heard a lot of views, but I guess there was a bit of consensus that they want the material and relevant information within management commentary, and then cross-referencing to be limited to regulatory filings, or ideally when it is part of the same report, so when it is in an annual report. And they would then prefer referencing to a bigger pool of reports for additional information, so additional detail and evidence to support what is in the report. I guess for the governance disclosures, if when they're part of the same filings, cross-referencing could work, but I guess if on risks, for example, which is quite material and relevant to have within management commentary, they would want the key points included within the management commentary itself.
Repetition, some avoidance,
I think they were of the view that some repetition might be necessary to have the complete story within management commentary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? I must say that when I heard you go through all the list of all the items that our consultative group finds important, it is a lot. and then we expect these documents to be concise. I'm a bit worried about that. It requires a lot of careful thinking to make guidance that doesn't lead to huge requirements. Okay.
Yeah.